The White Stripes have a new CD called Elephant. Their previous CD, White Blood Cells, was hailed for the stripped-down, aggressive approach of its duo, drummer Meg White and guitarist Jack White. Ken Tucker says the new CD is an even more adventurous piece of work.
That all this constant interaction is just the kind of make you drive yourself away. Each simple gesture done by me is counteracted and leaves me standing here with nothing else to say. Completely baffled by a backward indication that an inspired word will come across your tongue. Hands moving up but to propel the situation have simply halted, now the conversation's done.
The White Stripes' music frequently seems to be one long, varied meditation about being abandoned, feeling alone, and acknowledging the intersection of panic and freedom that such a situation can inspire inside you. Jack White talks to himself on that song, There's No Home For You Here, turning inner conversations into public explosions of frustration, temper, and remorse.
I saw you standing in the corner on the edge of a bunny. I saw you standing in the corner. Come to me again in the cold, cold night. In the cold, cold night.
That's Meg White picking up Jack's idea of chilly isolation. Fear, loneliness, and yet also an eerie calmness. The comfort anyone can derive from a solitude spent remembering the pleasures of old passions and the promise of new beginnings.
We started living in an old house. My mom gave birth and we were checking it out. It was a baby boy, so we bought him a toy. It was a Recon, and it was 1981. We named him Baby. He had a toothache. He started crying. It sounded like an earthquake. Cause I stopped it, I grabbed a rag down, I stuck some little pins in it. Now we're a family, and we're alright now. We got money, and a little place to fight now. We don't know you, and we don't owe you. What if you see us around? I got something else to show you.
There, the White Stripes are using simple distorted guitar chords and elementary drum slams to make a nightmare dream stark and hypnotic. Sometimes Jack and Meg White strike me as the music version of David Lynch's latter-day movies, in love with earnestness and perversity in equal measures, and making no distinction between them, or rather, doing their best to blur those distinctions, because it's in the blurring that art is created. And sometimes they just want to rock out. Doing publicity for their last album, Jack and Meg White played coy about whether they were married, divorced, or brother and sister. The gimmick got old, and I'm glad it no longer seems to be of much interest to them or to their audience. That's good, because the White Stripes have a lot more on their minds than media-teasing role-playing. They have their own little musical universe to create for themselves, and from the sound of this album, Elephant, there may or may not be room in it for you.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. Our rock critic Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Elephant by the White Stripes.
it's true that we love one another.
I love Jack White like a little brother.
Well, Holly, I love you too, but there's just so much that I don't know about you.
Jack, give me some money to pay my bills.
All the dough I give you, Holly, you've been using on pain pills.
Jack, will you call me if you're able?
I got your phone number written in the back of my Bible.
Jack, I think you're pulling my leg, and I think maybe I better ask Meg. Meg, do you think Jack really loves me?
You know I don't care, 'cause Jack really bugs me. Why don't you ask him now?
Well, I would, but Meg, I really just don't know how.
Just say, Jack, do you adore me?
Well, I would, Holly, but love really bores me.
Then I guess we should just be friends.
I'm just kidding, Holly, you know that I'll love you till the end.
Well, it's true that we love one another.
I love Jack White like a little brother.
Well, Holly, I love you too, but there's just so much that I don't know about you.